Dennis, tell me a little bit then about the EcoStones, the Nazca lines, and just basically tell us what they are, first of all.
Well, the EcoStones are a collection of more than 20,000 stones that have been found. The first mention of them was 1535 by Father Simeon, who traveled with the conquistador Pizarro in southern Peru, near the region what we call Ica today. And what they found there were they're engraved burial stones that were engraved with different things on them, and they were put in tombs. The Nazca people from 300 BC to about 900 AD, civilizations like the Wari, the Tiwanaku, the Ica, ICA, before the Incas, different pre-Columbian peoples in South America. We have a reference in 1562 where the Spanish sent some back to Spain. And then there's Juan de Patacruz Yamque, who was a chronicler of the Incas, and he mentions in 1571, it's a very rare book, there's only two copies of them that I know of, and he talks about the dragons on the stones and other things on the engraved stones. So these are engraved stones that have some perplexing things on them, dinosaurs, some advanced medical procedures, and men looking through telescopes. And then the Nazca lines are just below Ica in Peru, and they are over 1,300. They're colossal trapezoids, straight lines, and what we call geoglyphs, which are drawings of different animals on the desert. And the Nazcans use the desert like a dramatic doodling pad, a gigantic, colossal canvas of art. And out of that, it stretches for 37 miles, 20 miles wide. And it's one of archaeology's most baffling enigmas, how they did it, the purpose of the lines. Some of them have associated with alien airfields, or is it ancient art? And among those glyphs are some very strange things. There are two dinosaurs, and there's a mysterious spider there.
Now, how did they etch? Do we know how they etched the lines, and how come they haven't eroded away?
Yes. Very simply, over time, the stones and the sand will get a desert varnish. It makes it darker. So when you scrape that off, it appears white, okay? But there is a very unusual atmospheric condition in the Atacama Desert, which is almost a totally rainless environment. It's the driest place on the planet, almost no measurable moisture each year. I've had some friends who have never seen rain down there. They've seen it get a little moisture in the air, but not rain. So they haven't seen rain, and they live in Nazca. So what happens is, that's one thing, is the dry condition of the desert, and the heat causes a convex layer, so it protects the lines. It's very soft sand, though. If you were to walk across it, your footsteps would be there for over 1,000 years.
1,000 years?
Easily. That's, yeah.
All right.
The earliest geoglyphs are about 300 B.C.
All right. So these what do you deem the most important, the EcoStones or the Nazca lines or both?
They're both very intriguing. The EcoStones, because of the dinosaurs on them that are engraved on them, the different species of dinosaurs, and because they have people doing brain surgeries, cesarean sections, some kind of heart surgeries. These are engraved on the stones. And some men looking through telescopes and what looks like a man looking through a magnifying glass.
Well, let me ask you a little bit about some of the things I see. There's one that they've always called an alien hand versus a human hand, where one has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, the 1, 2, 3, 4 fingers and a thumb. The other has just 3 fingers and a thumb. That's a strange picture.
Then it's strange, for instance, some Indians had 6 toes and 6 fingers. You see petroglyphs of that quite frequently. You also have on the monkey at Nazca, you have 5 fingers, and on the other side, 4 fingers. But the most celebrated, famous glyph is of what they call the astronaut, which is on the side of a hill there at Nazca.
Right, huge.
Huge, it's 10 stories high. Even secular mainstream archaeologists say, hey, it looks like, what else, an astronaut. And it's this billboard from beyond that's been there in the desert for 1,400 years, and then plane loads of tourists today fly over, and you have this happy ET who's pointing to the heavens, and then they say he's pointing to the earth, saying that we came from the stars. Well, I made a startling discovery there 4 years ago. We were flying at low speed, 65 miles an hour, and opening up the window to take pictures.
And is this carved into the
sign? It is carved. This is bas-relief. But the thing about it is it's not an astronaut. If you look closely, you'll see in the right hand he has a stringer of free fish. And in his left hand is a net. And he's wearing fisherman boots. And at the bottom, he's wearing a noskin. It's the same costume.
It's his head and his eyes that's
well,
that
the head and the eyes. I've looked at tens of thousands easily of pieces of pottery, noskin pottery, and every single piece. And I happen to have two of them in a collection. The fishermen, they always have big eyes, okay, but they are fishermen. It's not an astronaut. The other thing is, why would an astronaut have a stringer of fish?
Yeah.
Why would he have a fishnet? Why would he be wearing Noskin boots? So whatever we want to say about what people want to say, they're alien airfields. They're only about 30 miles from the ocean, and we find lots of these fishing nets and other paraphernalia in the tombs associated with fishermen.
Well, why is this perhaps a breathing apparatus that maybe, you know, if you look at Jules Verne's 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, you know that helmet they had on?
Well,
could he have been a deep sea diver?
They could have had some other equipment, or they put on bigger glasses of some type. They could have. But I'll tell you another geoglyph that is one of the most mystifying. It's a spider. The spider is 150 feet long, almost half the length of a football field. It's made out of one continuous line, 1.5 miles long. It is of the rarest of all spiders, the Rhynchonilia spider, and it is only the size, if you look at one of these spiders, it is about the size of a period at the end of a sentence, barely detectable to the human eye. They not only etched this spider on the desert, the rarest of all arachnids, but it comes from about 1,000 miles away in the Amazon from caves, and we discovered something in 1959 by accident through a high-powered microscope. When you look at this spider during reproduction, it has six legs, but the third leg on the right-hand side, that third leg is a protrusible tube that extends, and it has a symbiont and spermophore at the tip. It also uses the leg for drinking through a hollow end of it. It is incredible. You can only see this with a microscope at high power. They etched it correctly. It is a Rhynchonilia spider. A Boston scientist said this. He said this is the most amazing thing that they could spy on the sex life of this spider. How did they do it?